News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Applications for divorce reached their highest level ever last night, according to data from the courts service. We're joined by Breda O'Brien, patron of the Iona Institute and, of course, Irish Times columnist. Breda, 5,266 applications made, up 29% on 2019. Why do you think there's been such an increase in the rate of divorce?
I suppose the first thing we'll have to look at and see, is it a blip? Or is it an ongoing trend?
Yeah. And as might be a blip because we changed the law in relation to it.
Exactly. Because there was, as people know, you had to wait and show that you've been separated for 4 out of 5 years, and we changed that to 2 out of 3, and that would have come on stream. I suppose as well, people will be looking to the lockdown and to the strains and stresses caused by lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine we're probably not really going to see the impact of that for another while because of that regulation which we have. But I think the key thing is, will it continue as a trend, as an upward trend?
You think there isn't enough support for married people in Ireland? Tell us why you believe that.
I think we Irish are great at weddings and we love an old wedding. I'm not so sure that we're so great about actually supporting marriages in this country. I don't think we do enough to equip people for marriage in lots of ways. You know, practically everybody who marries in a church anyway does some kind of marriage preparation. But marriage preparation begins, the moment you begin to notice how the people around you relate to each other as married couples and so on. I think that there's a huge need for research as to why marriages break down. We're like a desert in Ireland when it comes to researching the reasons. And when you don't fully know the reasons, we can look to other countries. When you don't fully know the reasons, you end up in odd situations. For example, the Iona Institute did a piece of work on class, whether you're a professional or unskilled, and it's discovered that the more higher educated you were and the more you were earning, the more likely you were to get married in the first place by a factor of 2. And then the really scary bit was that if you there was a factor of 3, 6% of the professional classes were likely to get divorced, but 18% of unskilled workers were likely to get divorced. Now, I think it's really important that we look at statistics like that and say, like, is marriage now and successful marriage going to be for the socially advantaged? And is this just another way? Because marriage matters to society and marriage matters to children. I know that from my work as a teacher, just how important it is and how shocked how many kids are when their parents break up, because we do know that the vast majority of divorces are in low conflict and not high conflict situations. And so therefore, it's often a tremendous shock to children when their parents because they break up, you know?
Okay. I think everyone would instinctively agree with you when they say we need to support marriages. But I suppose in a practical way, how do you do that?
Okay, I think one practical way that you could do that is there's loads of practical ways and some of them are kind of messy, more remote. So obviously, the housing crisis leads to difficulties in marriages. The emphasis that there is on work rather than on family. So our culture where, you're supposed to be present for, you're supposed to be married to your work rather than married to your family. So that's a broader thing. For people who want to have one parent working in the home, our tax code discriminates. Tax individualization means that it's harder now to have one person working in the home, whether that be the mother or the father. In my own case, my husband is at home. I do think the research part of it is important, Shane, because until we actually look at why these marriages are breaking down, we can look to other countries and we can actually see what's happening. But we don't really know. A friend of mine wrote a book, would you believe it or not, in 1999, about the causes, and he I suppose in a kind of a clickbait title, he called it When Strangers Married. But the point that he made about marriages that break down was, and he was looking at Catholic marriages specifically, was that people tend to drift into marriage nowadays because the pattern has changed. You know, people live together, they have a child, or they maybe have two children, and then it's kind of like, oh, sure, we'd better get married. But that's not actually a decision. That's drifting along according to a kind of a cultural pattern. And it's actually, from other countries, it's actually quite shocking how many of those marriages that have been kind of relationships that have been kind of drifting along actually break down when people do get married. So there is something different about marriage, and we need to do more to actually prepare people to go into marriage.
Okay, all right. We will leave it there. Breda O'Brien, patron of the Iron Institute and Irish Times columnist, thank you for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast.